You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Good afternoon. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Mayong hapon sa mga taga-South. Mga Bisaya. Meron ba tayong mga Bisaya dito? Leo is here, right? Uy, may hapon ninyong tanan. Alright, anyway, so I bring you greetings from Dumaguete. First of all, I want to let me say thank you to not only to Pastor Mark, but to this church, Victory Metro East, because Victory Metro East has been a partner with us, supporting us, not just with a friendship, with Pastor Mark and some of the leaders here, but even in some other things that that we need, Victory Metro East has really been an encouragement and a support to us. So thank you, and it's because of you, faithful people coming to this church, contributed to our church in Victory Dumaguete. And if you happen to be down south in Dumaguete, you are welcome to take a look at our church and our services, right? So I also want to take this time to thank Pastor Mark Constantino, who is a very source of strength and encouragement. He's a friend, a true friend. Hindi lang siya friend na friend lang. He is a very good friend, right? One of good friends. I only have few good friends, okay? But Pastor Mark is one of those, and I appreciate the strong leadership that he has in his life by the grace of God, and it's evident in this church. The leadership of Pastor Mark has affected my life personally. Right? Dinisciple po ako ni Pastor Mark. When I got saved April 29, 1990 in U-Belt Recto, that was on a Sunday. Tuesday, I was invited for a follow-up talk with Pastor Winston Reyes. And then after that talk, a couple of days, Pastor Mark went and discipled me, brought me through personal follow-up and discipleship. Okay, ano pa yun eh, mga booklet pa na glad tidings dati, wala pa yung one-to-one. Right, so and really, he's such a big influence in my life, and appreciate your leader. He deserves support and honor and your prayers. Okay, and I'd like to honor Pastor Mark. Can we give your pastor a round of applause? And to the leadership in this team, what an amazing team. Don't wonder, this is an amazing church. Yes, it's about the favor of God, but it's also the people that God is working, and it's just amazing to see a solid team in this church, right? As what Pastor Mark said, we are starting a new series in this Christmas season, and it's a three-part series. And today we're going to look at the theme of belief, right? Or faith. And it's our prayer that throughout this series, the Christmas message will bring about a response from us, a response of faith, celebration, and worship. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, could you please open it to Luke chapter 1, that's in the New Testament. If this is your first time, you've been invited here, we want to thank you for being here. And if you don't have a Bible, we have provided a PowerPoint for you, right? Luke chapter 1, if you are there, and if it's okay with you, in reverence and respect to the Word of God as we read it, could you please stand with me for a while? Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be barren, is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. Can you say that with me? Nothing is impossible with God. Can we say that again one more time? Nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Let's pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you today, Lord, and submit ourselves to your will. We know that your will for each and every one of us is good, pleasing, and perfect. Give us ears to hear what your Spirit wants to say to us today, and eyes to see what you want to show us. Lord, speak to us today. I thank you, God, because you have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us here today. And it's not an accident why we are all here today. Let your will be done. Be pleased, Lord, to reveal yourself to us. We open our hearts to your word. We welcome it and we receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. The term RSVP, actually it was originally coined by French people, okay, our French language. RSVP actually means, it's parang siyang initials, okay, and it's, can you read that? Do you know how to read and pronounce that? Ganito po yung pag-pronounce yan.
Répondez, s'il vous plaît.
Nakuha niyo yan? Ulitin ko, ganito po yung pag-pronounce niyan. Yun, hindi ko ma-pronounce eh. So, kaya, pakinggan nyo na lang. Gusto nyo pakinggan ulit?
Yes.
Ulitin nga natin. Yun. Okay, so, actually, in English, in simple English, it simply means, please respond. Alright, so, please respond. At kung napapansin nyo, actually, yung French at yung Tagalog, lalo na pag may halong konting Bisaya, pag pinaghalo mo yung Tagalog at Bisaya, parang French din yun eh. Alam nyo ba yun? Oh, ang ibig sabihin yan, kung Tagalog, pa is responsive, pre. Okay? Respond daw, okay? Responsive, pre. Okay? So, respond, pare. Anyway, so, pakinggan nyo nga ulit. Yung French version. Wala na, okay?
Répondez, s'il vous plaît.
Ayun, parang responsive, pre. Okay, so, respond ka daw, pare. Anyway, so, and this is actually a practice by the English and French people that demands a response when an invitation is given, right? And there are probably three possible ways to answer an invitation. One is to totally ignore it, okay? As if you did not receive an invitation, okay? You totally ignore it, just like you see that kid giving an invitation. Okay, so they didn't even bother looking what it is about, right? And totally ignore it, okay? Parang in the same manner, para ding nag-respond ka nga, pero hindi ka rin nag-show up. Para din yung nag-ignore ka, you know? Another way, possible way to answer an invitation is to ignore and then you suddenly show up. Alright, so, tawag dito mga gate crashers. Okay, so, kasi hindi nag-respond, but they come in. Right? And there could probably a problem that will arise because of that. Dahil hindi ka na bigyan ng preparation and probably all seats will be taken and there will be no room for you. Okay, so and then you're gonna miss an important occasion. And other response, and I believe this is the most polite and the right response, is to actually respond whether you are going or not. At least you respond an invitation. If you're not going, you say, no, I'm sorry, I cannot. I have a previous engagement and commitments that I made and all of things. Or if you are coming, you actually show up. That's the proper and the right response. Okay? I remember during my wedding, almost 15 years ago, we because of our budget, we prepared only for 150 people. We wanted to invite the whole U-Belt Church and Malati Church during that time. But because of limitations, we decided, me and my wife, that we will invite, our budget was enough for 150 people. Okay, so we sent out the invitation, and there were only 120 that actually came. And you know, when you give out such invitation and prepare for this much, and then you see that there are so many vacant chairs, so many foods that are left over, manghinayang ka, di ba? Parang sayang, the effort, the preparation, the money, you feel like it's wasted. And I believe many times in our life, God sends an invitation. In fact, Christmas is a constant invitation that God sends into our life, year after year after year. It's an invitation. And I don't know, hopefully every invitation that we receive from God, we respond properly and politely. Right? And that's the whole goal of this message. To understand that Christmas message is an invitation to all of us. When we become so busy and begin to ignore invitation, I think that the sad reality is that we probably miss the value, okay, or the significance of this invitation. Kaya if you have been invited and you did not responded to that invitation, you probably think that busy ako, okay, there are more important things that I need to do than this, okay? Minsan ganun yung mga attitude, you know? But I believe that this invitation is very important to each and every one of us. Besides, Christmas is one of the best seasons of the year, isn't it? Right? Agree ba kayo doon? Diba? Parang ang daming lights, ang daming decorations, ang daming party, pwede kang mag-receive ng gifts, right? All of the atmosphere surrounding the season. Okay? I believe that Christmas is one of the best seasons of the year. It's not just because of all these parties and gifts, but because it has actually a very important and significant meaning. The message of Christmas, I believe, brings about faith, hope, and love to each and every one of us. And those words were probably familiar, but that's what Christmas is all about. It's an opportunity to believe God. It's an opportunity to experience God. It's an opportunity to begin to know and understand God and experience God, not just in yourself, but even in your family. So the message of Christmas is an important invitation to each and every one of us. It is, and we need to respond to this invitation. But the question I want to ask here today is, what is the significance of this invitation in our lives? What is really the value of this invitation? Why do we need to respond to this invitation? There are two things that I want to focus in with regards to the Christmas message as an invitation to each and every one of us. Number one is, this is a personal invitation. This is so important, it is so significant, it is so valuable because it is a personal invitation from God to you. Right? What do I mean when I say Christmas is a personal invitation by God? It simply means that God knows you. Right? It is this personal. God knows you. The host of this celebration knows who you are. Right? Having an RSVP in this personal invitation tells us that God knows us personally. Nagsubukan niyo na ba mag-invite ng tao na hindi niyo kilala? Oh, you come to my birthday party. Di ba? Sometimes, ang ginagawa natin, doon sa mga hindi natin kilala, maaaring this season, no? Magpapakain tayo sa isang home for the aged or parang orphanage. Yun yung ginagawa natin sa mga hindi natin kilala. But if we have a personal celebration that we are doing, would you invite a person you don't know? It's very rarely, if meron man gagawa nun. Okay? We don't really invite a person we totally don't know. So, the fact that God is inviting us simply means that He knows us. He knows you. He knows you by name. In fact, He knows you more than you know yourself. That's who God is. This is the person, this is the being who is inviting us. And the Christmas message is that this is an invitation. It means that God knows you. It also means that you are important. Right? When you invite a person, you have considered. Like I've said during our wedding, because we have limited resources and limited budget, right? Tayo yun kasi limited tayo. Buti na lang si God. Unlimited, di ba? How many of you agree with that? Galing pa lang tayo sa series na yun, okay? Walang limit si Lord. Pero minsan tayo, nagpa-plano tayo, limited, titignan natin yung resources natin, right? Medyo kulang. And that's why we pinned our budget into such and such. In our wedding, in our case, we pinned it 150. But really, in my heart, I wanted to invite as many people, okay? Na-feel ko, friends ko sila. All right, so, but because of limitations, you begin to slowly and carefully consider and decide who you want to invite, isn't it? Of course, Pastor Mark was there, right? Abay yun, okay? So, right? Abay namin yun. Kasi, anyway, so, Okay, so, andun din ako sa wedding niya. Right? Anyway, so, talagang tinitignan mo kung sino yung kilala mo at importante, right? And in fact, when some of those 30 people did not show up, okay, wala akong bitterness sa kanila, okay lang ako. Alright, so, oh, my wife is here. Hi, darling. I miss you kanina. Anyway, so my wife, Janet, is at the back. Can you raise up your hand here? That's my lovely wife, right? We've been married for almost 15 years now. January, 15 years na kami. Woo! Alright, anyway. Huh? Patayuin ko? Sabi ni Pastor Mark, tumayo kayo daw, darling. Alright, so that's my wife, Janet. Anyway, palakpakan natin ang misis ko. Right, so, anyway, I went to her earlier because I also shared the word kanina service. Anyway, so, nasa na ba ako? Wala ako nung nakita ko yung asawa ko. Personal invitation, okay? So, alright, anyway, pagpasensya niyo po. yung, alam mo yung parang, minsan, yung 30 na nawala doon, di ba, gusto mo i-invite, pero hindi mo na sila na-consider ng ganun ka, not the same importance doon sa talaga 150 na in-invite mo dahil nga ito pinaprioritize mo. And then, pag may hindi darating, parang nanghihinayang ka doon sa mga hindi mo na lang in-include dahil nga medyo limited ka. Right? Di ba, may mga ganong, and although with God, nothing is impossible and God is not limited, but you know, everyone is important. Okay, and if you are invited, you are important to God. Okay, and we cannot afford to, you know, reject, okay, and miss the opportunity. Okay, siguro for God, importante ka talaga. Okay, yun nga lang, hindi ka sumulpot. Maaring ganun, eh, no? So, tayo naman iba, limited. Importante siya talaga, kaya lang kulang yung budget, okay? Kain na lang tayo, kape na lang tayo together. Okay, so, it is a personal invitation. That's what makes this special. That's what makes this invitation significant. It is personal, right? Maybe you will say that, well, it's not personal. He sent an angel, right? So, but it is personal. It's like when President Benigno Aquino would invite you over to Malacañan for a dinner, okay? He may not come and knock at your door and show up himself personally, but he would send, okay, probably Secretary Mar Rojas to tell you personally, please come to the invitation. Ganon din yung angel na yon. It's the very representation of God to Mary, inviting her over, okay, to the will of God, to the plan and the purpose of God. And it's very personal because he knows Mary and he is important. And not just Mary, but along with that invitation that he gave Mary is all of us. All of us was in his mind. Kasama na tayo doon sa invitation. And he knows us, each and every one of us. We are important to him. You know, Joseph and Mary, okay, kilalang kilala ni Lord sila na pag si Mary, nung natakot siya, na-trouble siya, God began to comfort her and told her, don't be troubled, Mary. Do not be afraid. Okay, ganun kakilala ni Lord si Mary. Alam mo, I believe with all my heart na ganun ka rin kakilala ni Lord. Akala mo lang hindi kakilala ni Lord, pero kilalang kilala ka ni Lord. Kilala ka niya talaga. Alam niya kung anong nangyayari sa buhay mo ngayon. Alam niya kung anong nangyayari sa puso mo. And he cares. Right? He wants to reach out. The second thing we need to understand about this invitation, this Christmas message as an invitation, is not only is a personal invitation, it's actually a privileged invitation. What do I mean by this? It simply means that the fact that you are invited, there is privilege that comes with it, because it simply means that God has a favor for you. Okay? He is showing you favor. Okay? When we thought about those people that we want to invite, okay, some people na talagang linista namin doon is really the favor that we are trying to give and extend to people. Okay, not just because they are important in our lives, but there is favor. Kasi kung wala kang favor, hindi ka mai-invite. Tama ba? The fact that Christmas, year after year, reminds us of God's invitation is a favor from God. God wants to show favor to each and every one of us. Usually, when you are preparing to invite someone, you have all the reason why you want to invite that person, isn't it? Right? You have all the reason. And that reason is the favor that you're showing the person. Sino ba tayo para bigyan ng favor ni Lord? Sino ba tayo para imbitahin ni Lord? Ano bang nagawa natin? Di ba? Compared to the goodness of God. How qualified are we to stand in the presence of God and dress up so well and present ourselves to Him? Because no matter what we do, okay, we remain sinners apart from God. We remain lost and filth apart from the favor and the grace of God. And that's why I hope and pray that Christmas should remind us that God is extending an invitation to each and every one of us. And He has shown you favor. There is favor available for you. Not only that, when I say privilege invitation, it actually means that there is a present already being prepared for you. Right? Sino sa inyo dito, you're a parent and then nag-dedication ka or probably perhaps before you came to know the Lord, nagkaroon ka ng baptism sa anak mo, di ba? And you invite people. Usually, when you invite, meron kang mga pagkatapos ng party, meron kang tinatawag ng mga packs. Ano mga tawag nun, darling? Yung binibigay? Yung, ha? Loot bag, yun, mga loot bag. Loot bag ba yun? Tama ba? Asawa ko kasi ang gumagawa. Okay, so, taga-chila ako doon. Anyway, so, di ba namimigay ka, pinipila mo yung mga kids and bibigyan mo sila lahat-lahat ng mga ano. Okay, loot bags, okay? Ganon din yung sa wedding, di ba? Meron kang mga souvenir. Right? Yung mga small items, okay? Could you imagine si God, okay, ikaw yung inimbita, hindi mo na kailangan magdala ng gift. Meron siyang present at gift na prepared para sa'yo. That's how amazing, special, and significant this invitation is. That's the kind of privilege that we have received from God. He has a present already prepared for each and every one of us. Joseph and Mary, they had a privilege to be entrusted with God's one and only Son. They had a privilege to see God's faithfulness and salvation growing in their very homes. That's an amazing privilege, isn't it? That's a wonderful present. You know, we need to have an attitude of valuing Christmas because this season brings a message of invitation to each and every one of us. And here's one idea that I want us to embrace and take home today. Christmas is an invitation to believe God and experience Him. Let me say that again. Christmas is an invitation to believe God and experience Him. What do you want to believe God for this year? Before this year ends, what do you want to believe God for? Do you want to believe God for promotion in your job? You want to believe God for restoration of relationships? Salvation for your family that you've been praying for years and years now? Christmas is an invitation to believe God and experience Him. You know why? Because nothing is impossible with God. And I want to encourage us, church, today. Don't stop believing. Maybe you prayed for this many years ago. Keep on praying. The fact that meron pang isang Christmas na dumating sa buhay mo, right? There is still favor. There are still opportunities that God wants to bring into our lives. And as I close, let me just close with a few thoughts. Mary, in verse 38, she responded, sabi niya, I am the Lord's servant. Sabi niya, may it be to me as you have said. It simply means, let it be done, Lord. Let your will be done. Do what you please. Do what you want. You know, I believe with all my heart that God really wants to do something good, something great to each and every one of us this season. He knows it. He has prepared something special for each and every one of us. And perhaps, maybe through the years of praying, your faith is weakened and discouraged. I wanna encourage you and invite you again to believe. Because who knows, this may be a year where you experience breakthrough from God. Why should you reject this invitation now? Why should you overlook this now? This may be God's opportunity. The fact that, okay, umabot pa tayo ng Christmas this year. You know, kagagaling lang ni Pablo sa Dumaguete, right? So, and it was really strong wind. 4 days kaming walang ilaw. Okay na rin yun kaysa walang tubig. But we had water, but we didn't have lights. Okay, 4 days. Okay? Talagang ang init sa gabi, right? So, hindi ka rin maka-hotel kasi ang may generator lang is yung Robinson at yung Go-Hotel. Anyway, so, puno yung ano. Whatever it is that God, but sometimes may calamity and we are discouraged. Church, I want to encourage you. Don't stop believing. You have been invited to believe once again. To experience Him once again. To press on. You know, Mary's response is that he accepted God's invitation and he took part. She took part. She participated. And I believe that's the best response we have this Christmas. Accept God's invitation to believe and experience Him. And take part. Jump into the will of God for your lives. God has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. Jump into the will of God in your lives. If you are, this is your first time here, I believe that it's not an accident why you are here. I believe in that with all my heart. Because there's no accidents with God. I believe that the fact that you are here is that God is working on you. God is showing you favor. And He has a present prepared for you. You need to accept that invitation and participate. We can't afford to just ignore this. This is an amazing invitation that we receive from God. And as I close, again, just listen to me one more time, church. You know, many times we are the one who invites God into our lives, isn't it? God, come and bless me, Lord. You know, make me fruitful. We invite God in many things in our life. But I believe this season, God is inviting you. God is inviting you. Gusto natin si Lord lang lagi to come and bless us, to come and do this for us. Okay, parang tig si Lord. Okay? Lord, gawin mo nga to, gawin mo nga to. I believe this time God is inviting you to believe, to experience what He has for you. And I believe what He has for each and every one of us is really something good. Let me close with this verse to remind us that God's favor and present for us is no other than Jesus Christ Himself. God's favor for you and His precious gift and present for you is Jesus Christ Himself. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, church, God was so determined. God is so determined to win you over that every year He sends you this invitation. God is so determined to bring about His purpose for our lives that we have this opportunity to receive His word, to hear His word, to respond to it. And my prayer is that you will experience God this year. Whatever it is that you are believing God for, whatever prayers that you have in your heart, God knows. He knows you. And He cares. And nothing is impossible with God. Yeah. Nothing is impossible with God. Let me just pray. Oh Lord, thank you God, because you know each and every one of us here. None of us here, Lord, is an accident. None of us here, Lord, are, Lord, parang pakapin lang, Lord, or dagdag lang, God. It's just another face in the crowd. But Lord, each and every one of us here, Lord, you know us by name. We are important to you. Thank you, oh God, for that thought, that you would care for us, that you would think about us, Lord, and would extend an invitation to us. And not only that, Lord, there is favor. There is favor that we can receive and find in you. If we will just take a look at this invitation, if we will just pause for a while and see what this is about, there's so much favor here, Lord. There's even a present prepared to each and every one of us. In fact, you have given the best gift already for each and every one of us. That is your Son, Jesus Christ. And my prayer today, Lord, is that every one of us here will not stop believing, but we will continue on. Maybe some of you here, 3 years of praying and nothing is happening. Maybe some pains that came across your life, some things that are not fair that happened into your life, causes you to weaken in your faith. I'm sorry if those things came to you, but I just know with all my heart, God still has a favor for you. God still has something good for you. And I really want to encourage us here, church, to make this Christmas count. Let us respond to God's invitation to each and every one of us. If you're believing God for healing over relationships in your family, God can do that. Nothing is impossible with God. If you're believing God for provision, minsan ngayon pala, naisip mo na yung Pasko and parang nadi-discourage ka na. Don't be. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He has a wonderful plan for you. And yes, you may say, yeah, I heard that 100 times. But you know what? Let me just say that again until you get it. He has a wonderful plan for you. And His will for you is good, pleasing, and perfect. Nothing else. Good, pleasing, and perfect. And I want to encourage us to open our hearts today. To let Jesus, to just respond and come to Jesus. It's not a time to just ask Jesus to come to us. It's time for us to come to God. Because He's calling us. He's inviting us. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus. Let your grace work upon your people today, God. One last thing. If this is your first time, perhaps, and you feel like right now God is doing something in your heart, I believe you're in for something good. God is calling you. Will you respond to Him?